Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: شارك الذي قد أقبل عليه الرزق، فإنه أخلق للغنى وأجدر بإقبال الحظ عليه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Be a sharer with him who has an abundant livelihood, because he is more probable to get more riches and likely to secure an increase of the share therein."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, there is something in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that has not necessarily been recorded as a physical action of Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? Because the thing that we're going to be talking about on the program today is something that happens within one's self. So you don't necessarily see Imam Ali alayhi salam going around in the masjid and doing this, or walking around the streets in Kufa or Medina doing this certain thing that we're going to be talking about. But we can see from his traditions that this aspect that he talks about was something that was part of his universal persona. This is kind of an interesting take that we are taking on this program of To My Brother. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about in many, many traditions how an individual must take account of themselves. They must scrutinize themselves. They must see and take into account the good deeds and the bad deeds that they do on a very regular basis. Now, we know that this is a part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because of course, if he's telling us to do it, then that means that most surely he was doing it. Because, you know, if he's not doing what he's saying, well, that makes him fall from this status of infallibility and being an immaculate divinely appointed imam. So most definitely a part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is to take account of oneself. Now, this again is something that we need to do in our daily lives. We have to take account of ourselves. We have to see what we are doing when it comes to good deeds, and we have to thank the Almighty Allah for doing those good deeds. But we also need to ask the Almighty Allah to help us to increase those good deeds and to do more good deeds in our daily lives. And of course, on the other hand, we have evil deeds, we have errors, we have mistakes, and we have sins. And in this case, we have to ask the Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and we have to try our best to not do those same mistakes and those same errors over and over again. It is also related in the traditions, and it can be found in the book of Shaheed Ayatollah Dastaghib Shirazi, that a small sin which is done regularly without remorse, without regret, turns into a major sin. And a major sin is something that definitely leads one towards the fires of hell. So we need to take ourselves into account, and this is a very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and it's an honor to be invited by Brother Mehdi to this program. Today we're going to listen to George Jordak, who's going to recite the poem of his brother Fuad about Imam Ali. Let's listen to it.
كلما بي عارض الخطب ألم وصماني من عنى الدهر ألم رحت أشكو لعلي علتي وعلي ملجأ من كل هم.
When the life becomes difficult for me and the hardships come towards me, I go to Imam Ali because he is the asylum for the people in pain.
وأنادي الحق في أعلامه وعلي علم الحق الأشم.
I call Ali the herald of justice because he is the best flag bearer of justice.
كلما عذب بالجور فتى ودعاه في دجى الخطب نجم.
When the injustice falls upon somebody, they take asylum in Imam Ali.
فهو للظالم رعد قاصف وهو للمظلوم فينا معتصم.
Ali is the one who attacks the oppressor like a thunder. He is like a stronghold for the oppressed ones.
وهو للعدل حما قد صانه خلق فذ وسيف وقلم.
Ali safeguards justice, and he is the protector of sword and pen through his precious morality.
من لأوطان بها العسف طغى ولأرض فوقها الفقر جثم.
Who upraised against the lands full of injustice and poverty? Ali.
غير نهج عادل في حكمه يرفع الحيف إذا الحيف حكم.
He was just in his judgment, and he uprooted injustice wherever it was.
Thank you.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
I'll just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. And in the Battle of Siffin, interestingly, she was there with her brother. And she played her part in composing lines in order to encourage. Primarily, what we see is that she is addressing her own brother who was there in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, to move forward and fight for the cause of Ali. It seems that she was also a very courageous lady. When we see in history, after the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, when Muawiyah comes to power, a situation happened in their area in Yemen that the governor sent there was a very cruel person, Ibn Artat. And the people of the tribe basically wanted to send a complaint to Muawiyah about this officer. But they couldn't find anyone more courageous and willing to go and represent them but this lady by the name of Sauda. And so she accepted this task. She went all the way to Damascus and sought the audience with Muawiyah. She was given the permission to go in. But before she comes in, Muawiyah was briefed about her. And of course, he also knew about the lines of poetry that she had against Muawiyah and her and his family. Where after, you know, coming in, after salam and the normal, you know, discussion after greetings, Muawiyah started reciting the lines of poetry that she had composed. And she says, "Aren't you the one who said this? Shammir ka fa'ali abika ibn Ammar, yawm at-ta'ani wa multaq al-aqran." Where she says, addressing her brother, she says, "Get ready like your father, O son of Ammara, on the day of fight when champions meet. Wansur Aliyan wa al-Husayn wa rahtuhu, waqsud li Hindin wa ibnaha bihawanin." Support Ali and Hussein and his family, and target Hind, the mother of Muawiyah, and her son with disgrace. Inna al-Imam akhan Nabi Muhammad, alamul Huda wa manaratul Iman, because the Imam, the true Imam, is the brother of the Prophet Muhammad, who is the sign, the Imam who is the sign of guidance, and the minara, the minaret of Iman. فَقُدِ الْجُيُوشِ وَسِرْ أَمَامَ لِوَائِهِ. So therefore, O my brother, lead the armies of Ali and go ahead of his flag. قُدُمًا بِعَبْيَزِ صَارِمٍ وَسِنَانٍ. March forward with shining sword and arrows.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.